You're listening to SBS News.
A common sound outside the banks of Afghanistan. Taliban fighters firing their rifles in an attempt to control desperate people trying to withdraw their savings. Remittances from abroad have also been cut by the closure of money transfer operators like Western Union. And increasing numbers of people have been trying to sell jewellery or household goods. Taliban officials say problems will ease once a new government is in place to restore order to the market and have appealed to other countries to maintain economic relations. But until then, for people like local Kabul resident Abdullah Khan, getting access to his own money remains his immediate priority.
People have to come here and stay in the queue for a long time. There are at least 1,500 or 2,000 people here. There was a rush yesterday as well, and people take risks and face difficulties to get their money. The situation is not very good. The Taliban sometimes open fire.
Under a new central bank directive ordered by the Taliban, individuals and businesses can now withdraw no more than $200 a week from their accounts, a blow in what is a cash-dominated economy. For the Taliban, growing economic hardship is emerging as their biggest challenge, with a sinking currency and rising inflation adding misery to a country where more than a third of the population lives on less than $3 a day. And it's children that are suffering the most. The United Nations top human rights official in Afghanistan, Ramiz Alakbarov, warns half of all Afghan children under five are in an extreme state of malnutrition, with drought, conflict, and a lack of imports inflaming the situation.
What we have said before is by the end of September, the stocks which World Food Programme has in the country will be out of, we will be out of stocks. We will not be able to provide those essential food items because we will be out of stocks. And for us to keep the current demand, we need at least $200 million only for the food sector. At least one third plus of this country's population right now is not sure that that family will have a meal every day or not.
Some 12 billion Australian dollars in foreign reserves is held outside the country and out of reach of the Taliban's embryonic government, which has still not been officially appointed, let alone recognised internationally. Michael Kugelman is Deputy Director of the Asia Program and Senior Associate for South Asia at the Wilson Centre in the US. He says Afghanistan is in an economic crisis, further compounded by the Taliban's lack of economic management experience.
And so you have a perfect storm here, right? You have a government entering power that doesn't have any type of experience with macroeconomic policies. The Taliban, to the extent that it has experience with governance, that involves focusing on swift, brutal forms of justice, not on reasoned economic policy. So you have a regime that doesn't have any experience dealing with policy at a moment when you have a major policy crisis, compounded by the fact that the international community is going to cut off access to funds for this Taliban government. And as always, it's the Afghan people that will suffer the most.
And China is hoping Afghanistan meets international community expectation when it comes to an open and inclusive political structure. It comes after reports that the Taliban is expected to announce the formation of a new government on Friday. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says the Taliban need to make a clean break with terrorism and live in harmony with neighbouring countries. Mr. Wang again criticised the United States for their involvement and subsequent withdrawal, saying he hopes there will be investigations into their time spent in the country.
Although US troops have withdrawn from Afghanistan, the crimes committed by US forces and their allies over the past 20 years of slaughtering civilians in Afghanistan must be investigated, and the culprits must be brought to justice. The lives of the Afghan people deserve to be defended, and the human rights of the Afghan people deserve to be upheld. This is a matter of international justice and human rights progress.
And Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi says it's in the interests of peace and stability for the international community to remain engaged and not abandon Afghanistan, even if that means negotiating with the Taliban. Mr. Qureshi says the Taliban needs to be tested.
One option is engagement as opposed to isolation. You know, we've withdrawn, let's wash our hands, we've done our bit, we leave. That's a dangerous option. That's an option of abandonment of Afghan people, of people, I'm talking of the people. That's the mistake that was committed in the 90s. I would urge the international community not to repeat the same mistake again. Test them before trusting them. They've made statements. Let's see if they live up to them.
Meanwhile, the Taliban says the 41 Australian soldiers killed during the war in Afghanistan died in vain. In an interview with the Nine Network, Taliban spokesperson Sohail Shaheen also disputed claims Australians had been attacked by Taliban gunmen during recent efforts to evacuate the country via Kabul airport. Australia's foreign minister has responded. Speaking to 2GB Radio, Ms Payne condemned Mr Shaheen's comments regarding Australian troops who died on the front line during the 20-year war.
Well, I find that repugnant, and I find those sorts of statements which are dismissive of the contribution that Australia, in this case, and the international community has endeavoured to make in Afghanistan over so many years, deeply disappointing. We will ultimately judge the Taliban, the regime it establishes, on their actions, not just their words.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.